KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
It may surprise some listeners to know that the U.S. Forest Service is not an organization solely dedicated to the preservation of our nation's forests. Instead, their charge also includes selling timber from these forested lands for profit. BARC is an Oregon nonprofit watchdog organization dedicated to protecting, preserving, and transforming Mount Hood National Forest. Their work has helped shape numerous timber sales in the area while advocating for the wilderness and the public's right to access it. Today, we are speaking with Courtney Ray, the Associate Director of BARC. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, for listeners who have not heard of BARC before, can you tell me about what your organization does?
Sure. BARC is a volunteer-driven watchdog group, and so the staff support concerned members of the public in investigating what's going on the ground in Mount Hood National Forest, specifically looking at the commercial timber sale program that the Forest Service facilitates on the public lands, and then surveying those proposed areas before the logging happens to ensure that we are protecting mature and old growth forest, our drinking watersheds, and more we're looking at protecting the carbon that is sequestered in the forest from destructive projects.
What kind of things does BARC do to augment and slow timber sales?
We do a lot of things. We do everything that we can possibly come up with. There is a public process around the National Environmental Policy Act, the National Forest Management Act, that directs the Forest Service to make the public aware of any activities it intends to carry out on public lands and then receive input from the public, which should be incorporated into their final projects. So we start by getting access to the maps and the purposes that the project proposes to undertake. And then we send volunteers out, put boots on the ground, as we say, to document the different ecosystems that are threatened. That includes everything from the plant community, the botanical community, to wildlife, threatened and endangered species. And then we look at the condition of the forest in terms of, has fire been a part of the history? Has logging been a part of the landscape's history? And we're looking for things that are special, things that have legal protection, and things that we believe, even if they don't have legal protection, are rare or particularly important to the ecosystems that we have remaining and the structures that we have remaining. And with that information, we then go into these federal processes, the NEPA process, and provide those details of site-specific information, we say, to the Forest Service, asking them to look again at what they're intending to do, make adjustments so that they aren't logging in areas that are sensitive or could have a negative impact on wildlife or water hydrological function and things like that. And then there can be a long kind of bureaucratic process that starts there and sometimes ends in legal action, as is not often, but if we do need to take the agency to court because we believe that their project is illegal, then we will.
Right. And so I understand BARC is working on a Free Mount Hood campaign, which calls for an update to the Mount Hood Forest Plan. So what's wrong with the plan as it stands right now?
Probably the biggest concern that we have is that it is 30 years old and has never been updated. And so everything from our understanding of fire ecology to our understanding of climate change is much advanced from 30 years ago. And the Forest Service is still working with basically a job description and a set of priorities that doesn't take much of what has changed over the last 30 years into consideration. 30 years ago, timber was the strong priority for National Forest Management and the strongest economic driver maybe at that time. Now we know that recreation and cultural resources and cultural values are more important, and that those are negatively impacted by commercial extraction and logging. And so while with the Forest Service continuing to use an old plan, we're actually working at odds to what the public and the ecosystems really need, with so many things having changed in the socioeconomic level and at the ecosystem level. So we are pushing for the agency to undertake some amendments, some updates. Ideally, an entire overhaul would be great, but at the very least, we would like to see requirements around protecting carbon that is stored in the forest and monitoring for the impact in terms of carbon emissions or loss of climate resiliency that projects would cause were they to, which is not something that the agency has to take into account right now when they're planning their projects.
Are there other examples of forest plans changing in our area?
Not quite in our area, not right now. In 1994, the Northwest Forest Plan was established, and what that did was update, kind of, it amended all of the forest plans in the region of the Northern Spotted Owl. And so that was the last time that any forest plans in our region, the Pacific Northwest region, all the Washington, Oregon, Northern California National Forest, got any significant updates. There are a couple forests in the Rocky Mountain region that are doing some updates. But unfortunately, some of those are really focusing on increasing access to timber access rather than moving away from that timber focus to ecological restoration and climate resiliency, which is something that we know people in the area around Mount Hood are really concerned about. And to put that public concern to work to update this management plan is what Free Mount Hood's all about.
Awesome. We have a late coming guest.
Hi, my name is Tara.
Thank you so much for coming. So I understand you're a volunteer with BARC. Could you tell us a little bit about how you got involved?
Yes, I've been volunteering with BARC for about 6 or 7 years. I actually started off canvassing with them and just really fell in love with the organization, with their mission to protect the forest, with the level and the depth of the way that they engage with the community and that they engage with the issues, really getting into some nuance. It's a really, I think, holistic group, and it also is a group that really is fun. And so I love the mission. I have a lot of fun with them. I've learned so much from them. So it's been a great experience continuing to volunteer with them.
And you've taught a lot of people a lot of things too. Another thing that's really impressive, I think, about the volunteer community that we have is everyone is bringing different knowledge and skills, as well as then exchanging them with other volunteers. And so Tara has experience in theater and group play. And so a lot of those kinds of activities really help people to understand our work in a different way and give more people just different ways to access the information, which can be, there can be a lot going on in terms of studying ecosystems and studying policy at the same time. So thank you for that, Tara.
So you have an upcoming event, the Radical Activist Training, next Thursday on the 14th. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. First of all, Radical is R-A-D-I-C-L-E, and it is a reference to the first part of the plant that emerges from the seed. That's called the radical. Oh, and so, cool. Right. So it can play a couple of different ways, but what Radical is a program that is designed to take people who are concerned about the health of our environment or people who love the forest, give them the skills and resources to become advocates. And so the training that I'm leading next week is called Defensive Forest Campaign Planning. We'll be looking at a timber sale that we've recently learned about called the Zigzag Integrated Resource Project. And we'll be kind of, I'll be sharing with the participants the steps that BARC takes, some of which I've already talked about here, to address what's happening in a particular timber sale and then take that from the ground to the public and then back to the agency to seek changes and ultimately to cancel the sale if we can.
Very cool. So we're going to have to wrap it up right there, but we have been speaking with Courtney Ray, the Associate Director of BARC, and Tara, a volunteer with the organization. More information on BARC and their upcoming projects can be found on their website at bark-out.org. Thank you so much for being here, both of you.
Thank you.
I'm Althea Billings.
And I'm Nat Moon. Thank you for listening to KBOO News in Depth. Stay tuned for Rose City Native Radio.